Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest sigh.
Okay. It's not even 1 o'clock.
Yeah. And what?
And I want to take a nap.
I know.
I'm tired.
John didn't even know what day it was today.
He thought it was Tuesday.
It's Monday, right?
Yeah. It's Monday.
So we went to the gym. I was meeting Gina at the gym.
Yeah.
Because the plan was, well, yeah, we're going to train and then we're going to podcast. Went to the gym. My workout was either hill sprints.
I love that you call it heel.
Heel.
Hill.
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 Hill. Say it.
Hill sprints.
Hill sprints.
You call it heel sprints.
Heel sprints.
Heel, like H-E-E or H-E-A-L.
Hill.
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 I just say heel.
It's just your accent. Your accent's coming out.
Because Lauren, there's words I say that Lauren gives me shit all the time. She gives me shit how I say her name.
How do you say it?
Lauren.
Well, yeah, you do say it weird.
Lauren?
Lauren.
Yeah,
you
Lauren.
Say Lauren. I say Lauren.
I don't know
like
why
more
I
of an O. You say Lauren.
It's probably because I always spell her name.
Well, it's
L-A-U-R.
Yeah.
Well, on Instagram, it's L-O-R, but that's not how you spell it.
No. That's the thing when people like have Instagram names. You know, they create them and then you just assume that that's how they spell it. But if that's like all you ever see of them, like I've done that before, like where I've written out a birthday card.
Yeah.
And I think they spell their name a certain way, but they had to change it on Instagram. So then I'm spelling their name wrong.
Because like that name wasn't available.
Right. Right. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Didn't know how to spell your name.
Lauren Heel.
Lauren Heel. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Hill.
So you did heel sprints.
Hill sprints. Yes. I can't even like try and say it the way that you're saying it. I did heel sprints. Oh, no, I didn't do it. That's what it said. Said to either do that or I could do sled
pushes.
Sprint intervals. And it's supposed to be for 2 minutes and then you would rest to full recovery. Went to the gym, got the sled out, went outside. And I'm telling John, I'm like, all right, so I've got to like find the right weight for this because I'm supposed to just be like moving, right, mm-hmm. for 2 minutes. So it's not going to be a sprint.
Right.
But I'm like, the concrete out here is really sticky. So you got to figure out what kind of weight I can keep it moving.
And it's not real
get
even.
Stuck.
Right.
Dude, I had the empty sled and I'm like going to do a warm up push. And it was the front end because I was on the backside. Mm-hmm. I was on the backside.
Yeah.
I start pushing and it was like it was just digging its heels in. The front end stayed.
You're
and
just
the back
spinning
end
out.
Picks up. And I was like, uh-oh, maybe if I add weight, like maybe it's just because it's like too light. I don't know. Added weight, not happening.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
So then I ran a couple errands and now I have to go do.
I know. Hill.
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 Such a nerd.
Hill.
Hill sprints.
Hill sprints.
Yes. You got it.
Hill.
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 You just keep doing you.
Hill sprints.
It's going to be like new year, new me. Who dis?
Who dis? Heel sprints. Now I'm like trying to say and I can't say it.
I know. Now you're going to be like overly Hill. Conscious about it. All right.
Hill.
Moving on.
Hill sprints. Is that right?
Yes.
Hill. I'm like picturing how it's spelt, trying to pronounce the I.
Like you're like, ha-ha. I got it. Ooh, nice one.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Between the Reps
with Brooke and Gina.
Hey guys, we don't know how many subscribers you are.
Yeah, we don't have any idea. My brother-in-law, who
there could be
I've mentioned
five,
before.
There's at least 20 of you.
Yeah, there has to be, because I think that's how many planners we have to send out now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you guys keep asking for planners, I'm just going to start going through my closet and just literally getting my old planners.
Well, there's going to have to be a point like where we're going to have to say, okay, first come, first serve. So like once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah. Actually, just so you guys know, once they're gone, they're gone. However, I did go and purchase one of those little printers.
Oh, right.
For your phone to print pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you guys that are getting a journal are also going to get a photo.
And it's going to be a really good one.
Yep.
Because I dressed up today. I'm just kidding.
I dress up every day.
I just came from working out.
I've come to the terms with that I don't really know how to dress myself most days.
Oh, our friend Anita. So we went over to her house last night to watch the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we mentioned before, we're at, like, that's how we mentioned the pictures in the first place. We're on this text thread, like where we all send each other pictures of our double chin.
Like really bad photos.
They're really bad. So Anita took them and had them put on socks.
Yes.
It was amazing. I should have brought them. Damn it.
I have mine.
Oh, you do?
Which is your face and Michaela's face.
So they're really bad. Really bad. You know what I feel like I look like is the ghost from Ghostbusters. Remember that big blobby green one?
No.
Which is like, because they always like all the chins.
No, you look.
No, wait. Oh, please tell me.
I sent this photo to you in a text thread a long time ago. Do you remember?
No.
It's one of those sardine fishes from SpongeBob.
I do remember that. That was on a big group text. Yeah. Like, it was like 16 people.
I know. I had to apologize after. Yeah.
Thanks, Brooke.
And it says under it, it goes, meep.
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 Yeah, meep.
There's some that there's some that I'll send sometimes like that I'm not proud of. And I said it anyways, because I want you to laugh at me.
Yeah. We do.
I want you to laugh.
Okay.
At my expense, yes. But because I did it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It'd be different if it was like a real photo and then all of us were laughing at it.
There's times where I like, take the photo and I look at the photo and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's what I'm working with.
And then I go, well, that's what I look like. So
I always think that I've said this before. I think I feel like I look halfway decent and then I go somewhere and I take a picture and I go, wow, I really don't look good. I really thought I looked good today and I really don't.
The photos are a tell-all, but I'll go to like the bathroom and look in the mirror and I'm like,
oh, I thought you were going to say to take a picture.
No.
When I'm doing my sitting on the toilet bathroom selfie.
Dude, when I was in high school.
Remember when that was a thing?
When I was in high school, and I still do it to this day, mm-hmm. depending on the day, I would get ready for school. And every time I had to go to the bathroom at mm-hmm. school, I would avoid looking at myself in the mirror.
You've said this before. Yeah. Just don't look.
Yeah, because I'm like, I can't do anything about it.
That's what I have to start doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just keep thinking I look good when I don't.
What else did I do weird in high school? I was so self-conscious about like sweating. And if I had like sweat in my armpits.
Uh-huh. Were you a big sweater?
I mean, I sweat.
Yeah.
But like it could be, you know,
some people sweat more than others.
But also too, it's like, I hate when people do this shit, but it's like, it's cold out. It's winter. Okay. So everyone's going to be coming to school, this is in college too, at the University of Utah, in winter wear.
Right.
So let's crank the heat up inside the fucking building.
And you're just like four layers. Yes. You're just doing a striptease.
But I had times where I was in school and I would start to sweat and I'd be so self-conscious that I would like drive home quick and change my clothes.
Aw. Dude, high school's brutal. So
I didn't need any other strikes against me.
I was so skinny in high school, which everyone's like, oh, you were. It was, okay, so just... For people out there, when you are a extremely skinny person and everybody goes like this, ew, you're so skinny. It's like not in a, it's not like in a nice way, right? It's like they're irritated with it. And so, and I like grew up in the 80s, like where everybody's like really curvy, you know, boobs and hips and all that. And it was like kind of like before like the waif thing, which why couldn't that have happened when I was in high school? You know, I could have like had some self-esteem.
I'm waiting for the square.
The hot dog bod.
I'm waiting for the hot dog bod
to come back in.
To come in. You know, I've been, sorry, you can continue.
No, it's okay.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, no. So when I was in high school, I was so painfully thin that it didn't matter if it was boiling hot outside. It came in handy when it was cold, but I would wear thermals under my pants. I would wear layers of thermals so it looked like I had hips and butt. And I would just be dying. Like I would never wear shorts because my legs just looked like two little toothpicks hanging out the bottom, you know? So I would wear pants and I would have two layers of thermals under and I probably just looked like I had a fever all the time. Like just sweating it out.
just getting thinner and thinner.
Yeah. It's like, well, the few times, I mean, I wasn't very popular in high school with the boys, but, the few times that I actually like hooked up with someone, it was like, if they like touched my butt or my hips, it felt like a padded, like I had a diaper on or something. It'd be like, oh no, we can't do that. Maybe that's why I stayed a virgin for so long. It was probably out of insecurity.
You didn't want him
because otherwise, I'd probably be a giant whore.
Your curves were sweatpants.
Yeah. I should have gotten one of those things when I was. Oh, now that's totally different. But when I was young, like we would get spanked as kids.
Yeah,
you know.
Same.
Yeah, so it was like if we did something really, really, really bad, we literally, it was like me and my three sisters would be like lined up, and my dad would come home, and he would. It was so weird. He would like come home. We all knew we were in trouble. He'd line us up. We'd be lined up outside of the bathroom, and he'd take us in one at a time and spank us. You know, like we had to lean over him. Now it sounds awful, but so we'd like get our spanking. Of course, I was always the one that was like, didn't hurt. So I'd get spanked more because I was an asshole. And, but one time I had watched, it was like this old Laverne and Shirley show. I'm showing how old I am. And she had made, it was like for curves. It was called a Hubba Hubba Heiny.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, that and I had gotten like this sewing kit for Christmas. So I was like, I'm going to make a Hubba Hubba Heiny so that when I get spanked, I won't feel it. Right. Like what an idiot. Right. Like I made a butt shaped pillow and I would put it in my pants. And so when my dad spanked me, it just was like this empty thud. Got caught the first time. And then I got more spankings because I had tried to trick him. Oh my God.
I was got
You'd think
spanked
I just
on the
like,
run.
Like wisen up and stop doing bad shit.
I was got spanked like on the run.
Like a drive-by.
And
yeah, we were trapped in the bathroom. So
I'd get
we
in
definitely
trouble,
knew we were getting it.
And my dad was working. I'd get in trouble. And all my mom would tell me, she was going to get my dad's belt.
Yeah.
And I would just be crying, right? And I'd take off running to my bedroom. And countless times I like cried myself to sleep, woke up, came out.
Like you thought you'd gotten away with it?
And then went and played.
Yeah.
It's almost like it was a scare tactic that worked.
Yeah, well, at least it worked. For me, I was like, I'm just going to make padded things so that I don't feel it.
Dude, my best friend in high school and middle school, but when she was younger, they had a paddle.
Oh yeah, we had one too.
And her dad would make it, and it had like drilled holes out in the paddle.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Brutal.
And he'd keep it hung up.
Yeah.
Like near the kitchen. And Kelsey said that she was like rearranging her room or something, like got a new bed when she was older.
Uh-huh.
And they like lifted up her mattress and she had all these paddles because she's the youngest.
She'd steal them
and
hide them?
She would steal it and hide it. And her dad would come out and just be like, huh, he'd make a new one. Didn't even
go out to the workshop.
They didn't even look for it. None of the kids got questioned. You know, he was just like, okay,
I
mean,
make a new one.
You keep taking it. I'm just going to make a new one. Just drill some holes, hang it on the wall.
She's like 20 paddles.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I think I've mentioned it before, but my mom, actually, this is how sadistic she was. She like had a paddle made by like somebody at church who was like an artist and painted a picture of me and all my sisters. And it had our names under each girl. Like how messed up is that? In fact, I think we like when we were selling my house because I had bought it from my parents and all of their stuff was still up there. We found it was called the Fanny Whacker. It was painted on there. Fanny Whacker. And they broke it on my butt. Yeah,
oh,
it was broken. Oh.
What
I mean, I don't
say.
Think you can do that shit anymore. I can't even imagine getting a paddle made with all my kids' names on it.
Honestly, it's probably more. It's probably more acceptable for like kids to make paddles for their parents.
Right, that's true.
Nowadays, than parents spanking their kids. I got spanked. I turned out great.
You did turn out great.
You too.
Yeah, thanks.
Fanny whacker.
Hey, well, it's that fanny whacker. Get you right. Set you straight.
You know what's funny is a fanny in
the UK hoo-ha.
Is your hoo-ha.
Yeah, I was told that in an elevator because I said something to someone. I was like, oh, I got my fanny pack on. And this lady starts laughing. And I was like, look at her. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I can't do the accent because I'm terrible at accents. But she was from England. And she said, she goes, at home we call a fanny is your. And I go, oh,
points
your
to
hoo-hoo?
It.
So yeah, I learned that.
I kind of wanted you to do the accent.
Yeah.
What I was going to say when you're talking about.
Oh, hello.
About, hello, governor.
I feel like every single time I do an English accent, I have to start it out with, oh, hello.
Are you from London?
London town. Oh my God, that did not sound right. And it's like my mouth like this.
Yeah, like a
like a Muppet or something.
Like a sardine. Mm-hmm. Like a cartoon sardine.
Yeah.
What I was going to say when we were talking about curves or waifs.
Yes.
And then being someone like me who's neither of the two.
Right.
I've been just getting samples for clothes, for athletic wear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very common that I receive samples of leggings.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I just got this new shipment, all samples. We're trying to get some stuff out. I have like really high standards when it comes to anything I would release. Why? Because I need to like it.
Right.
And I do understand.
Well, you want it to be a good product.
And also trying to think about like that. There's all kinds of body types.
Right.
Right. And not everything's going to fit everyone, but you got to try and find something that can. And it really comes down to the fabric, really.
Because
mm-hmm. There can be a little bit of leeway with how like your size or like your shapes with your legs and things like that. Just talking about leggings. I'm trying on these leggings and I will say a couple of them were good, but a lot of them, you know, in a lot of brands I'll wear a small, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes a medium. I'm putting on all the mediums and I pull them up, and from my knee to like the top of my quad is so tight.
Yeah.
It's like the fabric, it's like the legs are so small.
It's max capacity of stretch.
It's like the quads are so small, but then up around my waist is like really big.
Yeah.
Doesn't and it comes sense. Back. It makes me think about that thing you just showed me you should tell everyone about. That's like how you work out. Because this is the new look. The new look is a huge,
not ass realistic,
but with like the tiniest legs. And for me, I've always said, like, how do you do that unless you just genetically have that shape? Because anytime you're doing the exercises to like work on your glutes, your peaches, you're going to use your hamstrings and your quads too.
Right.
But not anymore, people.
Well, I had it up, and now because I closed it, it went away. Damn it.
Just explain
it. I'll find it.
Just explain it.
It's like this. So it supposedly, it looks like a
piece of equipment.
It almost looks like a Thighmaster, but smaller. If anybody remembers like the old Thighmaster that you would push between your legs, but it's
like
small.
It's like a bike seat.
Yeah. but it hinges, right? Like it hinges.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea is that you put it between your legs. And so like the, almost like the round part comes out the back. Mm-hmm. And then it just shows these women like clenching their butt cheeks over and over again.
It's saying it's just isolating only your glutes. So your legs stay small. Isolated contractions, legs stay slim, firmer, bigger.
And so, no, it's like, it's basically saying like squatting is not the only way to get your butt big.
But it also says if you squat, you're going to get big legs.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's my problem.
And it just shows these women. Look at it.
They're just, they're just squeezing their booty.
Oh yeah. It looks like a bike seat. You're right.
It looks like a bike seat. It kind of comes to a point.
Yeah. I didn't see
front.
That it was point in the front, but yeah, then it hinges. And so you just, and it shows these women, they're like on their knees and they're standing up and like humping the air.
They're just squeezing it
over and over and over again. And the idea is that God forbid you get big legs. And you've always said, if you're athletic.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's what you're going to have. Like, I mean, otherwise how do you work out so hard and have your butt get big, but your legs stay small? And why do small legs with a big butt? Why is that a thing? I mean, it's not natural, just fine.
It's a big butt, but also big hips.
Yeah.
To give you
and these little
a tiny
like,
waist.
Right.
And then little legs. It's a standard. I can't even come close to,
I know.
You know,
and it shows trying. This girl squatting and it's like, wait, where is it? Sorry.
They're like,
it keeps doing it over and over again.
You guys are watching it too.
I know. I'm watching it. I'm waiting for it. It's just funny the way that they make it sound like it's a bad thing.
To have big legs.
Yeah. Say no to big legs. May get huge legs. Legs with a bigger butt. It's like, oh my God. It's kind of sad to
me. Can you order it? Should we order one?
I'm going to, yeah. After I just talked about how sad it is.
Yeah, let's try it.
I feel like I just pull something. You know what I mean? Like in my groin, I'm doing it right now.
We could probably, I mean, if what they're doing is just like, you're just squeezing something that has resistance, right?
Yeah.
We could just get like a ball that's a little bit, you know, has some
squish.
And just put it up between your butt cheeks and squeeze that.
And squeeze it all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when
like my those sister, stress balls.
Yeah. My sister used to think that Michaela, I know you're listening. She used to talk about, like, people would talk about Kegels.
Yeah.
And she thought it was squeezing your butt cheeks together. So she would tell people all the time, like, oh yeah, I'm doing Kegels, like to stay fit, like for her butt cheeks. And she'd be like, yeah, I'm doing them right now. And you'd be like, what?
And she's like going,
what
up
are
and
you
down
talking about? That's supposed to be like your vagina, like squeezing the inside, or like your what is it? Pelvic floor. What
I'm
do
doing,
you call
I'm
that?
Doing it right now.
I'm doing that right now. Yeah. Have you seen they have like those pelvic floor doctors now?
Yeah.
And you go in and you like, they can, I guess they put something in there and then you squeeze, and by how much you're squeezing is how they will gauge how strong your pelvic floor is. I know, it's pretty interesting.
It's kind of like,
I
when
mean,
you
for
go
people
to the
like
doctor.
Pee themselves all the time, like myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we did a box jump workout the other day. I remember we were like warming up.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I did one, I was like, oh, better go potty. I was going to pee myself. Jumping.
I know people that like have overactive like pelvic floor muscles where it can cause the, like it almost like spasms.
Oh, really? Is that called an orgasm?
Yep.
I mean, that doesn't sound terrible.
Well, like I know for me, when I'm on like my period, my menstrual cycle.
My period.
Now I'm every time, also quick note, every time I go to mention that, I've had different people talk to me about like what they, like people that are offended if you don't say menstrual cycle.
Oh yeah, we were talking about this. Yeah.
So now every time I go to say my period, I'm like, oh.
No, you can call it your period.
I'm confident. Should I say, is there another thing I should, anyways.
Yeah, no, you can say it.
I've been like on that or around that time of month and I've been training really hard and it like certain workouts that really use my core and like my hip flexors and things like that will put me into like into the fetal position on the floor in so much pain, cramping.
Really?
In my like my low abdomen and like my pelvic floor.
Yeah. I've never had a strong enough abs or pelvic floor to have anything like that happen. Nothing.
You're like, really?
Half the time I'm like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be using my abs. You know what I mean? Like I'm supposed to be using my core. Forgot about that thing. What were we going to talk about today?
Well, one thing that I thought would be funny since you saw that thing is what are some things you've learned from social media? What are some things you've learned?
That I've learned from social media?
We learned that if you squat, you have big legs. I've learned that...
Well, a lot of it is bullshit.
Yeah.
First of all.
And it's like such a bummer because... Okay.
I can see the wheels turning.
It's like I'm trying to think of how I want to say it. So for instance, I do pretty regularly try and think like, how can I do better with like my social media and content and things like that? And like to keep growing... a following or a team or a fan base or whatever. And it gets so hard because like I'll look in the explore page or kind of see what type of stuff people are posting or like what it looks like or whatever. And so often I'm just like, how the fuck do I need to hire someone to literally follow me around and take professional candid photos of me?
Right.
Or, I mean, anything that you do, if it's people are either, they're not going to like it. It's like you said, it's like, if you're really skinny, it's like, oh my God, you're so skinny. Gross. It's like, if you're fat, like, oh my God, you're so fat.
Yeah,
gross.
Ew.
Oh, you're too muscular. Oh my God.
Ew, you're a man.
It's like, there is, and that's just kind of how it is. And that's what sucks. It's like with social media, everyone who talks about this topic is like, it's so dumb and everything's so fake. And it's like, yet that's like what's ruling everybody.
Right.
You're like, okay.
Because people are still falling for comparing. I mean, we're always comparing ourselves to something else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that really is the issue. And it doesn't matter what you post, you're going to have people that are not nice.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's just that too.
Or, you know, there's always, because I do a lot of fitness stuff. So a lot of my explore page is fitness stuff, whether mm-hmm. it's like new clothing or a bunch of new programs people are doing or whatever. And something that does bother me, and I've definitely said this before, the amount of people that have like programs that they're making money off of, that it's very clear that that's not what you did
to look the way that you look. Right.
And I will say it, it's like, it doesn't bother me whether you did surgery or, you know, you do like you have things, whatever it is. I just would appreciate so much more if people stopped trying to portray as if like they didn't do anything extra to be that extra.
Right.
It's like, it's fine. You should say you can look like this and have these tiny legs and this big butt and these big boobs and this perfect skin and this long, beautiful hair and these eyebrows and these eyelashes and these lips and these nails. Not by rolling a gemstone on your face or or squeezing this bike seat between your butt cheeks, or, you know, doing some really light 7-minute workout at home. No, you just like, you can have all this by working really hard. And if you have money.
Yeah. And if you have a lot of money and you're willing to, you know, do a lot of shit to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's like, there's, you know, an overarching thing where it's just so taboo to be honest about
what you're doing. Yeah.
Everyone wants to believe. It's like the whole, okay, it's like a same, but different. Like guys that still are like, oh yeah, girls don't poop. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like
they know, if there's any guys out there listening, but
like
girls poop.
But like they know that girls poop. Like food has to go somewhere.
Right.
But they continue to tell themselves that they don't poop and they don't fart because it keeps them looking at females. I'm speaking from like one perspective. Okay. This could be for all kinds of people. If you have to make sure I don't offend anybody.
I know.
They continue to be more attractive to them.
Right. Right.
Which is like, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I don't, like, you know, like a dude, I'm like, I'm not picturing him like.
Well, no, you're not like wanting to be intimate. Like, hey, so hot. Thinking of you like sitting on the toilet, trying to make sure your balls aren't hitting the water. I don't know. Like pushing out a poop.
But like pretending,
freaking
like
aphrodisiac,
like the lies that we tell ourselves to like make things okay. Same thing. Like if like I've been honest about like, you know, like Botox and things like that. It's so funny that it's like, it's all men that comment and hate it.
Right.
Because they want to believe that women can age naturally and just continue. Like you look at some of these celebrities, like you know that they're doing a bunch of work, but yet you still look at them as if like, they're perfect, never did anything, and they're just a celebrity, and they have all this fame. They're so beautiful because they were, you know, they were handpicked by God, and
right,
and it's just, and that's just how they just age naturally that way. It's like, well, no,
right. It makes it harder for the rest of the population of women feeling like I'm supposed to look like that. Yet those people for years and years and years have done every single thing. I mean, like, you know, lasers and facials. And I mean, they have, I mean, that's their moneymaker,
the
right?
The beauty industry
there's nothing wrong with it.
Booms. It never dies.
Yeah. There's a million things you can do to continue looking young. And so it is, it's hard when, you know, like we'll be, cause you know, we do movie club every Wednesday and we'll be watching something and it's like J-Lo. I mean, she's like a year older than me. She looks phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she looks exactly like she did when she was in, you know, her 20s, 30s, you know, but it's like, that's a false reality to think that I can look like that because I haven't had the resources or the money or, you know, the stuff to do. And I'm not saying like every single person that is, you know, getting older that looks good has had to do plastic surgery. But I mean, there's things you can do, for years and years and years, in taking care of your skin. And, you know, I mean, there's people that have had to work with their hands, you know what I mean? Like, they've, you know, working in a grocery store every day, you're not going to, you know, you just get beat up. I mean, I've, my hands look like the hands of a 70-year-old because I've changed diapers and done gardening and worked at a hardware store and, you know what I mean? Washed my hands a million times. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, there's just things that these other people haven't necessarily had to do that are going to have the same wear and tear on themselves.
Yeah.
That us normal peasants.
Well, and it's kind of like
as normal peasants have
it's
done.
It's like the when you were talking about the Irishman movie.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, they never would have... Because explain to them what your biggest gripe is with that movie.
Oh, well, I did it on the other podcast. But my biggest gripe with that movie is that they kept taking these men that are like in their 70s and sort of CGIing them. But like even at their youngest, when they were supposed to be like in their 30s, they still look like they're 60 years old.
Yeah, because right? They are.
Because they are. Well, no, they're older than that. But like, you know, but the thing is that they would never have three women, you know, in their 70s and then CGI them a little bit to look like they're in their 60s with small children. You know, or beating somebody up, or I don't know. It just, to me, it's just a little bit annoying. And I get it. It's, you know, all these big names so they can carry it off, but you would just never see a woman in that role ever. I know I sound like I'm a huge feminist.
Should we make our own version?
Of what?
of the Irishman.
Of the
women.
Irishman? I mean, sure. I don't know if anyone wants to watch that. It was a really long movie.
It was a long
it's
movie.
Like over 3 hours. No, thank you. But yeah, so watching the Golden Globes last night, it was like really, you know, just seeing like, I mean, these women look fantastic. You know, they really do.
Incredible.
Look amazing. But yeah, it really reminds you that that's not real life. We can't compare ourselves to that. No. And that's the problem is that men see that. And then, you know, like some of the guys in our group are like, wow, she looks great for her age. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I get it. Why am I so mad about it? You know, and I have to like pick it apart. Oh, I'm sure she's done this and this and this and this and this. Just being a total hater.
Okay, but also, you guys, the amount of people, probably most of you included, that don't get are very surprised when you like learn how what Gina's age is.
Oh,
it happens to her too.
Well, that's kind.
Everyone's just a harder critic on themselves.
I know it's true.
a few other things that I'm thinking about from social media, and also. This is in no way, shape, or form to like, like call anyone out or like bully them.
Oh yeah, no,
it's
no.
more just like these are things that I've seen that I wonder how all of you feel when you like see the same thing.
Yeah,
because like I know how I feel, but I want to know how you feel. So for instance, like, okay.
I'm always like looking at you like, well, what are you going
to
say?
I'm always like trying to like, you know, find the best way to say
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like false advertising. Okay. I'm just going to say this and we'll see. And then email me and see what I want to know what you guys think about this. The idea of, a like Instagram page or a hashtag that's girls who eat.
Oh, right.
Cause like,
Most people are eating.
Yeah, but I mean like exactly.
No, I know.
But like let's say in like sport and stuff like that.
Yes.
I think it's really great to like be really be you and like be confident in like how you do things, but it's in and this could be too cuz just we're in a day and age where everyone can be offended so easily or sure. You know, be upset so easily. I just always think about when you're in a position of influence, like you do need to be a little bit more careful about like what you are creating or portraying just because I'll speak for myself, like there's an array of different types of people that like look up to you.
Right.
So you kind of like, you know, be a little bit more careful with your voice maybe. But like I've seen some stuff that's like girls who eat and I haven't like liked it or disliked it. I've just wondered how people feel that maybe would look to see females or men that are in physical great condition because they work their asses off and train all the time and then portray that like they're eating, like indulging in all these things that for a lot of people, we all think about those foods or whatever as being something that you really have to limit because, you know, if you're being healthy or, you know, trying to watch your weight or you're on a diet or you're trying, you know, trying to work towards a goal, whether it's gaining or losing weight, whatever, how that might make you feel in a sense of mm-hmm. like, do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I was waiting for you to be done.
Oh, man.
I didn't want to interrupt you. no, I do. I think I know what you're saying. For me, yeah, you're right. You're like portraying an idea like, oh, look at, I eat donuts and I eat this and I do that. And then you have these people with these like crazy abs and, you know, super, super fit. And yes, it's awesome. It's promoting women not starving themselves, which I think is the idea. I don't think it's supposed to be like hurtful or anything.
Yeah.
But then I do think that people get this idea like, well, you know, I can maybe eat those things, but you know, these people are full-time athletes. So they're doing nothing but working out. Like you said, they're younger. Like somebody for me, I can't look at somebody. I mean, even if I was working out twice a day,
yeah,
you know, I still would not be able to eat like that.
Yeah.
Well, me not doing that doesn't mean I don't eat.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And like, I mean it too, like obviously it's not, I mean, some people do obviously, you know, just like the whole, I don't do Botox or whatever. And it's like, well, but they might, but then maybe they don't want to like say that that's what they did to get the way where they are or whatever. Right. In a sense of like girls who eat, I've thought about it in a way, like how could this like connect to certain people like that, you know, are following this or seeing it or whatever. Cause so many different people are dealing with their own insecurities or things they're working on. And so when you have, it's almost like the voice that I get from it, like the message or like the voice from, and this is like everyone perceives something differently.
Sure.
Right. So like the way I've been trying to like hear it or see it and think about how other people might receive it is it's almost not, it's not like they're, it's so hard for me to try and explain this. It's like, I'm confident and I work out really hard, but I eat food and I don't, you know, I don't keep myself from indulging and I eat and I do this and I do that. And it's like, oh my God. It's, I feel like there's a responsibility with people that, and it's hard because like on social media, everyone can have a voice, but that doesn't mean that you carry a lot of influence. And so in different, you know, maybe it's like you're following or whatever. I just feel like as like a female and doing something like that, like, they could ever make anyone else feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like maybe you're someone who, you know, doesn't eat those things or you're really trying to focus on one thing to then have people who maybe you look up to really glamorizing their ability to like
eat a lot of shit.
Yeah. But and also too, it's like, not just their ability to like eat those things cause they work out all the time, but almost like not throw it in your face, but it's like,
well, kind of,
you know what I mean?
I do.
It's like, I'm a girl who eats.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe I'm just like, I've read it and I've thought about it in a way that can, I'm just so sensitive to trying to, I don't censor myself or like, not say things or do things that are not me because I don't want to like make anyone mad, but I am more sensitive to the types of different types of people that sure. might, you know, get a message from me.
Right.
And so when I see certain things like that, I guess I feel like I wish more people would do that.
Right. Well, it feels like it, and maybe, you know, I'm not understanding what you're saying, but it feels like it's not necessarily true. Does that make sense?
It feels like it's a club.
Yeah. Cause we all eat. Duh. I mean, we eat to sustain ourselves. So we all eat.
Yeah.
It's almost in this way of like, I can eat whatever I want or I will sometimes, or I will indulge. And I almost feel like it's not, I mean, it's true. I mean, they're eating some of these things, but that's not all the time.
Yeah. You know what it is? I think that Hey, just so you guys know, you are experiencing me trying to, you know, figure out my own thoughts. So I hope
it's true.
And hopefully maybe, you know what this is for too, is like, this is something that I've seen and I've read and I've like thought about, and I've really just wanted to know what all of you, like what takeaways are for like other people that see some of these fads or these trends that are like on social media mm-hmm. that are maybe taboo or like questionable. I'd like, and maybe, you know, I'm the type of person that believes that not everyone needs to be saved.
Right.
Right. So like, it's good to be aware of people around you and they might need help, but just because you think what you're doing, this has nothing to do with what I was saying, right? But just because you think what you're doing is the best and everyone should be doing it, it doesn't mean that you need to like save everyone who's not doing it, right?
Right. So it may not be everyone's goal to do the exact same thing.
So sometimes when I see certain things, I wonder, like I might perceive it as like, oh, that seems a little bit almost like it's like a, a girl gang, right, that could make a lot of people feel excluded from something that's mm-hmm. so simple as like, well, what everyone eats.
Right.
You know, and so what I would like to hear from all of you is maybe how that makes you feel. And this is not for it to be like good or bad. I literally just like want to know how, you know, cause on social media, there's new trends and new hashtags and new things all the time. And also people are very sensitive and get offended pretty easily.
Right.
And I do, I don't like go about my day, like trying to not offend anyone.
No,
but I do try to be,
there's a difference between doing sensitive. That. Yeah. Try to be sensitive to other people.
You know, there's no point in like trying to like ruffle people's feathers for no reason.
Right.
And I hope that I'm not like ruffling someone's feathers because I'm like bringing this up. I'm not bringing it up.
If you're somebody who's ever hashtagged that, then we're not saying that you're like bad for that.
No.
I'm just curious.
No, I literally just.
Because I think that sometimes people do feel like they're empowering. You know, it's almost like, you know, because I think that we can't ignore the fact that there are people out there that will like starve themselves.
No,
there's. You know, to like be thin or starve themselves because, you know, for whatever reason.
But have issues. But that's what I mean is like if you have someone who's dealing with something like that.
That's what I'm, yeah.
To then see, you know, then come across something that like almost makes you feel like it's almost like you just can't catch a break because whatever you're doing always seems to be the wrong thing.
Right. Well, no, what I'm saying is that I think in some situations like those types of behaviors are also unhealthy.
No, exactly.
Right. So like you don't, but you're right. If somebody is dealing with that, that might feel uncomfortable for them. But I don't think that the idea that people have, I mean, I'm just assuming I've never hashtagged that, but the people that do, they feel like they're empowering women. Like,
no, exactly.
Oh, you can eat and be really fit and da 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 da. And sure, that's a great message, but you're right. Like how always having this idea that, I mean, like anybody, I mean, you have people with different metabolisms. You have people, you know, I mean, I know that there's people that, you know, what I eat during the day, wouldn't work for somebody else, you mm-hmm. know, and we've talked about that over and over again about, you know, just with the different fad diets and, you know, all this kind of stuff too. But yeah, I do get concerned when we have this idea, I mean, and kind of going back to that social media and like what everybody looks like, you know, like the little tiny waist and the big butt and the little small legs. And, you know, we have these things go viral that are like sought after as like the, you know, coveted body type, you know, like this is what you're supposed to look like. I mean, even Ruby will deal with that sometimes because she's like me. Mm-hmm. She's a little tiny itty bitty thing. She doesn't eat great, but she eats a lot of shit. I mean, for what she eats, she should not be as little teeny tiny as she is. She just has a really high metabolism. And I was the same way. My grandmother used to make me drink chocolate shakes before I went to bed. I would come home and eat like half gallon of ice cream. And then to have people be like, ooh, you don't eat, do you? You know, or, oh, I literally had a guy, I worked at my family's hardware store, and I had a guy, he was this gentleman that worked for the city, and he came in all the time, and no joke, one time he asked me if I ate, and then he said, asked me if I threw up after I ate, and went to grab my mouth to look at my teeth. And I was like, I mean, it was obviously there's so many things wrong with that, right?
Yeah.
You just don't touch somebody that you don't know and all this stuff. But it was such a weird thing. And I would have people ask me all the time, like, oh, you probably don't eat. Oh, you're probably this. Oh, you're probably that. And what people don't realize is that most people, I mean, there are people that say this to people that are, you know, say plus sized or whatever also, but people tend to not think that if you say how skinny a person is, that it's not hurtful mm-hmm. or harmful. Cause like basically you're saying like, you don't look like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And there must be some reason that you're doing that. You know what I mean? Like you must be, I don't know, anorexic or
whatever. Like when, I mean, I deal with it with like my physique too.
Right.
You know, like I was,
they make assumptions. You're on steroids.
I was filming Wonder Woman.
Right.
I was in Italy and I found out that like, I mean, everyone, I can't say everyone because that's probably over an exaggeration, but I feel pretty good about saying everyone over there.
pretty confident.
They were all very confident that I did steroids. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show. Because I looked different than all the other girls. There was only a few of us that were actually really physically built.
Built, right.
And as much as like the director of that film felt confident in telling people that that's what I, that, I mean, people that were, one person in particular that's a really good friend of mine. And she defended me and was like, no. It's like, it's just an easy way to find a reason why.
You look different from me, so I got to find a reason why that is.
And that doesn't mean that people don't.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that everyone does. And you know what it could be too, is like, I'm pretty sensitive to like body dysmorphia type stuff and wanting to be so inclusive as possible, because I've dealt with my own stuff and I have family, people very close to me that have had extreme
eating disorders. Right.
And it really is. And I feel like, you know, as a strong female, we just need to, you know, it's all about just making people feel better in their skin.
Right.
And again, like I'm didn't bring up this one thing because I have like an opinion or I think it's bad or I think it's good. I literally, when I look at things sometimes, and maybe it's because like we have the podcast and we want to, you know, talk to you guys about things and learn new things. I'm just trying to figure out you. All of you. And I want to know your thoughts and I want to know how things make you feel. We do. And that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I'm not trying to save people who may not need saving.
Right. Right. They're like, I'm fine the way I am.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, not like that, but sure. Like, I'm not trying to like come to your rescue over something that I could be assuming is like hurting your feelings. No, I just always am thinking about like different sides of a comment or different sides of an event or a, you know, something like that. That's like, how could it be affecting people differently?
Right.
And so, yeah, I commend people that are confident in who they are and what they're doing. And social media, you're there to
tell everyone about it.
Be yourself and tell everyone about it. and that's the way that it is, and that's okay. And I just think like, for me, I wonder if like on like a big scale, when you start having influencing a lot of people, or a lot of people are like seeing your stuff, like what's the best way to communicate it? Mm-hmm. And that's for me to like learn too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I do know.
Anyways. I think I was holding my breath that whole time.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a, it's funny because I had somebody tell me like, well, so for instance, because I have fake hair, my hair will keep the curl. Like, you know, your hair will look better like after you've worked out or whatever, you've sweat. It's like processed, right? So it's like not your real hair. And so anytime I work out, people will say at the gym, they're like, how does your hair look so good? And I always tell them, I'm like, oh, it's not mine.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's fake. It's fake. And it's funny because somebody one time was like, you don't have to say that every time. I'm like, well, I feel like I do, because I feel like it's giving a false perception to people. Mm-hmm. Like they're looking at like, why does my hair look really good every time I work out? Like, you know, it's like we're always comparing ourselves to each other. And people, I have verbal diarrhea about all the things I've done to my face, because if somebody says, oh, Gina, you're like, gosh, you look great for your age. I'm like, well, yeah, you've had some help, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, I guess I've taken care of my skin and I've done all those things and some of it's genetic, but yeah, I've got Botox and yeah, I've done filler, you know, as my face is sagged, I'm just pumping that shit back up, you know? So
I need
to say it, but then it's weird because then people are like, oh, like too much information. Said you looked good.
It's like taboo, right? And it's like such a negative connotation around those things, even though it's a business that's been booming and it never dies, right? And it gets bigger and bigger.
Right.
And everyone does it, men and women. And so what's funny,
a lot of people do it.
This is one more thing I saw on social media. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of funny when, I'm going to say women, cause I've seen one female that did this, the post that I saw, post this photo, beautiful girl, so pretty. And the whole description is kind of talking about how natural she is.
Oh,
like no hair extensions, none of this, none of that. And again, it's like, and this is someone who is a growing following, is it's something that's like, you didn't have, like, you're beautiful. I don't care how you got there.
Right.
I don't need you to explain to me how perfectly
how beautiful you are naturally.
And like, like how perfect you are. Because now it's like, what are you making right. Every person do that reads this? You're making them compare themselves to you and then feel bad if they weren't given right. The ability to have beautiful, natural, thick, beautiful hair and right. And all these perfect things. It's like
right.
You have a responsibility as someone with influence, I think. And like, I don't think people realize, because they're like, you know, this person in particular is like such a positive person and great human and like not a negative, make people feel bad kind of way. And it's like, it's right. funny in a way for you to celebrate yourself on your social media, and you have every right to do that. You're doing it in a way to put other people down. Right, right. And that's kind of what I'm saying about what I was saying about like the girls who eat thing. It's like, sometimes you just don't need to say it,
right?
You know, because
I can eat whatever I want. I look terrific. Cool.
Like, I was reading this post and this girl is so awesome. Is like so beautiful. And
oh, I'm sure she is.
I'm reading all these things and I was just like, well, I'm a piece of shit.
Right, right, right. Right.
It's like, well, right. don't, you know, and
oh, cool. And God loves you more than he loves me, apparently.
And I don't, and
look
I,
what
I,
he gave you. He didn't give it to me.
I don't get to like tell you what you should or shouldn't do with your social media.
Right.
Like, I'm not here to do that.
Sure.
But I am constantly thinking about other people.
And hopefully,
I
yes.
Like, and I do that naturally. Yes. So it's like, I'm constantly thinking about, I like to make people feel better. I like to help them feel better with who they are and what they have.
Right.
You know, and in those things. And so I really try to not do, you know, not me personally, not do things or say things in a way that could ever make them feel less than me. Mm-hmm. And I wish more people would think about that.
Well, and I think they're not thinking about it.
No,
and like you said,
100%.
And like you said, it's not that they're trying to make us feel like shit. They're not trying.
No.
But, you know, because I mean, honestly, there are people that are like, look, I'm natural. And that's awesome.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You know, I didn't have to get butt implants. I didn't have to, you know, get fake boobs. I have these naturally beautiful boobs. And I have, you know, oh yeah, I've had 3 kids and I have not one stretch mark, you know, and that's all great. Great for you.
Or it's cool. Also this too. It's like,
cool.
It's
the like, rest of us feel like shit now.
Or if you're someone, and I haven't had children, so I can't really speak right. on this, but,
right.
Or you're someone who, you know, you had kids and your body went through the ringer.
Yeah.
And you chose to have some like extra skin cut away, or, you know, get a
laser breast, your, yeah, whatever.
Like, to kind of like make you feel back to normal or whatever.
Yeah.
And I've never,
because kids they can blow you out.
Haven't been in those shoes, but I do have my mom and both my sisters have had sure. children. So I understand all these sides, but you then have some women and men or whatever that it's like, if you didn't, like, those are your scars and you should be proud of them. So then again, another way for people to like, judge
now I feel
you.
Shitty about myself because I don't like them.
Cool. Man, you just can't win. You can't win.
Well, you know, and there are just some people that have these really great genetics. You know, like, I remember I was pregnant with Ruby. It was 10 years between my pregnancies and I was pregnant with Ruby. And I mean, I was just huge with her. And I was huge early on. And I remember we went on this, like, I don't know, it was like a ski boat trip or something. Of course, I'm like just a, you know, not feeling my best, you know, I'm like in size extra large maternity clothes and I'm supposed to be in a bathing suit. You know, so I'm like wearing one of those really attractive, like it almost looks like a skirt, like not a skirt, but like a dress bathing suit. Uh-huh. I'm just huge. And I was only like 4 months along. And this other girl, this other girl ends up going, we meet her there. And it was this other couple and she's just like this teeny tiny little thing. She was, you know, super tan. I mean, she's just this gorgeous girl. And so like, we're both talking cause she's pregnant also. And she has this little tiny belly and this perfect little butt. I mean, she doesn't even look pregnant from behind. Right. I'm just like a moose and I'm just a moose and butt white and cellulite and veins and, you know, just the whole thing, you know, melasma on my face. I'm just a super, super hot pregnant chick. And we're out there on the boat and I said something like, oh yeah, like how far along are you? And she's like, or she asked me and I said, oh, 4 months. Or no, I was 6 months. Sorry, 6 months. And I was like, how far along are you? She's like, oh, 6 months. And I was like, bitch. This bitch. Like, and then I thought I had her, right? So I was like, well, yeah, this is like my second one. She's like, oh, this is my third. And I was like, motherfucker. This is not fair. You know, it's kind of like I'm looking at her husband super happy and I'm looking at mine just kind of like, okay, cool. rolled the dice with this one and she blew up.
Dude.
But yeah, it's true. Like there are just some people that have that. And the thing is that, you know, we kind of make these assumptions also like that you can have two people, you know, eating right, two people exercising the exact same amount. And one person's just going to have different challenges than the other one, you know, yeah. And to assume that, well, I mean, I look like this and I looked so good because I, you know, ate like this and I worked out every day and da, da, da. Yeah. There's a million people out there that are doing the same exact thing and they're not going to look that good. you know, because pregnancy is a bitch, man. It like it changes you.
Yeah.
You know, you never know until it happens. So.
And to bring this full circle.
I know, I kind of went on a tangent.
No, but to bring it full circle, it comes back to like me saying how Instagram, it's like, it's so fake. And it's also, there's so much real and it can be great and it can be so shitty. And it's right. Like, we're just in this time where that's just the game. And
when we're so exposed to so many pictures all the time, yeah, I mean, so, think about it.
Exactly.
I mean, it used to be like, oh, girls are getting false, you know, body images or what they're supposed to look like from like magazines, you know, and how often did you go and like buy a magazine and look at a magazine? Like now it's like, it is 24/7.
Well, and
you just go on
and
there
and
it's like,
and it doesn't, it's the same thing.
One after another,
and
after another, after another.
It's the same thing though too. Cause it's like, you know, now it's becoming like strong is beautiful and it's becoming more normalized, I guess, for like women to work out, but you still have the same beautiful, really like it's real because that's them, but like not real expectations of, right. Of like, now I want to work out, but I have to look like that. And I'm
well,
never gonna
or,
look, like once again, in right. A different way,
or
it's still all these false, it's still like a bunch of false advertising. And it's like, it's just something we're just,
exactly.
Always, it's just something we're always going to deal
but
with.
It's even like being like CrossFit girls. So many people want to look like you. You know what I mean? Like I want to have, I would love to have bigger muscles. I would love to have more defined muscles. That's not my body type, mm-hmm. You know? So you have it on every, it's in every body type. You know, there's always going to be somebody that's like, oh, I really want that. I really want to look like that, you know, but there's not one, I think, you know, what we're saying is that there's not one idea of beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just have this one thing. And I think especially in CrossFit, you know, you start doing CrossFit, all the CrossFit girls have all these like big muscles, you know, but all of them don't. And then you see other girls who work out just as hard, who are, you know, maybe at the top of their game, and they're not going to, they have this idea that I'm supposed to look like that. You know? And so there's always going to be something that feels unattainable.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And which means that this topic could be pointless.
No, it's not.
It's not pointless, but you know what I mean? It's no. Like, we're basically talking about something that is in our control, but also super out of our control. And, I guess what I'm going to try and say next is, we just need to, I think if people are aware of it, you know, or like, and it's, you know, if you think about it in a way, cause like social media and things like that, it's entertainment, you know? And so it's not, it's cool to like look and like see these beautiful photos. Like I made the joke about, I need to have like someone follow me around to take these like candid photos
right.
That aren't candid
right.
And they're like
they're
beautiful and perfect yeah. And set up. And that life, like even for me to like, I have a videographer and I'm trying to create content, but like that's super unrealistic. And that's okay. It's like, you know, it's very easy for people to get offended really easily. It's very easy to see something that can make you like really question what you look like or your diet or all these things. And I guess I hope that myself and like me and Gina can really help you guys and in turn help ourselves.
I was going to say we are guilty of it.
Yeah, 100%. Continue to feel better about celebrating who we are
individually. Yes.
And so we can enjoy life more and
right.
Enjoy moments more. I mean, I'm not going to say like, you know, obviously people are get sucked in their phones and people will take vacations from like Instagram, things like that. And that's, I think that's really healthy and like go and do things and be present and not just be all constantly living through other people's lives. I think one thing that will really help you is being present and also trying to not compare yourself, your situation or your life to other people or other things that look so beautiful and so glamorous all the time, because chances are those things were a setup picture and they are beautiful and the idea is amazing. But what I realized this a long time ago, but I think about it a lot, is just time. We just don't have a lot of it. And it just seems to be going faster and faster and faster. And every time we take a moment to feel like we are a piece of shit or right. Like we don't have what would make us happier or make
right.
Us, if we looked this way, we'd feel better, be happier. We're just losing all these opportunities to
create, have a good time
create,
in that moment.
Yeah, create a memory
those
that's
memories,
like really
right.
Positive and
that aren't centered around like, oh, I didn't want to like,
and have a good
you
time.
Know, walk down to the water at the beach in my bathing suit, you know, and like, or it hindered me from like jumping up and playing with my kids because, you know, I had to cover myself up really fast, you know, or something like that. And, you know, the thing is, I've said it before. Guess what? It just gets worse. It really does. I know it sounds, I mean, I look back at pictures like times I did not feel good about myself. You know, I mean, it's been, you know, my whole life, I'm a girl, you know, there are always like these times of insecurity, you know, that I didn't feel like I was fit enough or whatever. And I look back at pictures and I go, what was I thinking? You know, if I could go back to my, you know, my past self and just be like, enjoy yourself, like just be in the moment. I know it sounds like, you know, everybody just says it. It's hard to do.
Well, and it's just gets harder.
You cannot fight aging. You cannot, you know, I guess you can't have this whole idea wrapped up on your physical body. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. Like you can't identify yourself by I'm the girl with, you know, the abs, I'm the girl with the really hot body. Because guess what? It all goes away. If you're getting so focused on what you look like physically, and don't get me wrong, I think about it every day, you know, like right before this podcast, I'm like, frick, we're filming. I've got these dark circles under my eyes.
She looks in the mirror and she goes, oh, my hair's all fucked up again.
I do. So yes, of course I worry about it, but it's like kind of like an ongoing, you know, try to just worry a little bit less about it. I don't know. Focus on who you are on the inside.
Yeah,
you know, well, have I been a really great person today? Have I been kind? Have I been generous? Have I been, you know, empathetic? Maybe when those thoughts are coming in of like my physical appearance, just try to take it a different direction.
Well, and also because we've already talked about this, but it's about changing the way you know, think about certain things or look at certain things. And that's not only just like the way you look at yourself. It's how you perceive other people. And like strangers is if you just, one, we care about what we look like, me and Gina, 100%.
Yeah.
We care. There are certain things you can't change. There are certain things you might want to change, whether it's like get stronger or you want to lose a little weight. That's okay. And it takes time. But what we're getting at and what I'm wanting, hopefully I can help you think about, and hopefully this makes you feel good, is it's us working on how we communicate with ourselves, either through those processes or through all the moments throughout the day where we might see something that might trigger ourselves, to like really tell yourself it's okay.
Yeah.
Like it's okay if you want to go and do this and do that. You want to get your hair done and you, and it's okay that you care about the number on the scale. And it's okay that you want, you know, that you like the way you look in your pants or that you don't like the way that you look in your pants. Like it's really just about focusing a lot more on what you can control and your attitude, and hopefully starting to really enjoy more things versus wish more things were different.
Yeah.
You know, especially because the whole millennial mindset or whatever is like, we just want it now.
Right.
And I've been there. Like a goal can seem so far away that it's like, you almost give up on it because it's just like, you can't have it now. And there's not like, you want a shortcut, and a lot of things, there's no shortcuts. So enjoy the process. Start practicing being more happy with who you are outside of what you look like. If we're kind of talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just be really happy at how many more, you know, happy memories you're going to create and have versus all the times you look back and think like, wow, I was so unhappy. And why was I so unhappy?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
That's a good tangent.
We're rambling.
Yeah.
We are going to send out some journals.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to take some photos.
We are going to run out. So when we run out, that's it. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
We didn't know we were going to have so many requests for old journals.
The next time, so if you guys keep like emailing, I'll just find stuff around my house that I'm trying to get rid of. I'll just ship it to you.
Oh, that's funny.
I really need to get rid of this dresser, actually, if anyone wants it.
That's a lot of shipping. No, you don't want to offer that. That's a lot of money in shipping.
Thank you for listening. Listening without judging while I just worked through a thought that I was, you know, obviously wasn't that prepared to talk to you about. Email us back and I would love to hear your thoughts. We would love to hear your thoughts on some of these things, or maybe you've seen something that like triggered you in a way you didn't think that it would, or maybe you've seen something that you know, you want us to tell you how we feel about it or how it might affect us if we saw this photo or this meme or this, I don't know.
Or maybe something we said. it affected you.
Yeah.
In a good way or a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember to.
Oh, yeah. But also, our email is betweentherips@gmail.com. Just for those who don't listen all the time. And don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And
we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.